బ్రహ్మాదయ సుడగన మునయోతు సిద్ధ్యా సత్వైక తానగతయో బతసాంగ ప్రవాహై నారాధితంగ పురగణై రఘునాథి పిత్రు కింతోష్టుమర్హతి సమే హరిరుగ్రజాత్. This is a prayer by Prahlad Maharaj. You know the history of Prahlad Maharaj. He was devotee from childhood. When he was only 5 years old, he was devoted from the womb of his mother. His mother was under the shelter of, when her husband was defeated and he was exiled from his kingdom by the demigods. So he left his kingdom, wife and children, and was exiled in that condition of exile. He made severe penances, austerities, to gain over the demigods, and he was empowered by Lord Brahma that he would not be killed indirectly. This story you know. In our Los Angeles temple, they have made very nice puppet show, and people are appreciating very much. Even they are selling tickets at the rate of $1.50, still people are coming. And last Sunday, I was present, and they distributed pamphlets, and more than 100 people came. And they participated with the kirtan very nicely. They heard the lecture, and the function was for 2 hours. Still, they kept very busy themselves in eating prasadam, in seeing the puppet show and the cinema, Avrasa Yatra, so many things. It was very successful. And they collected about more than $150. So things have to be organized. People are actually hankering after this Krishna consciousness movement. Because it is the natural function of the living entity. It is not artificial. A vivid example are yourselves. Your contact with me is at most for the last 2 years. But still, you are taking very serious interest in this Krishna consciousness movement. Why? Because it is the fundamental necessity. Anandamaya Vyasat, every living entity is by nature joyful, spiritually. And because he is materially covered, His joyfulness is empire. That is the real position. Fever is condition. One becomes sick, attacked with fever, his joyfulness goes up. He becomes sick. Similarly, our natural position is joy, anandamaya bhava. Krishna is joyful. I am part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, I must be also joyful. That is natural. If my father is bad, then I am also black. If my mother is bad, I am also bad. So, our father, the Supreme Father, Krishna, is joyful. Don't you see Krishna's attitude anywhere you see Krishna is joyful? He is not engaged in some industrial work or in some heavy machine making. He is simply playing on his flute. And Radharani is there. That is love. Nice. Anandamaya Vyas. Ananda Chinimaya Rasa Pratibhavita Hi Sabhi Jaiva Nijirupataya Kalabhi. Golokaiva Nivasatya Khilatma Bhuto Govindamadi Purusam Tamang Bhaya. The Brahma Sangita says that he is eternal form is Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. Rasa means taste, mellow. So we are also seeking some rasa in everything. A juice. Oh, when you taste any fruit or anywhere, you are seeking after some juice. Oh, everyone. So there is another juice which is Ananda Chinma, which is spiritual and simply blissful. That is Krishna's form. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavi Savhi. And then there is expansion of Ananda Chinma. That spiritual bliss extent. That expansion is ourself. He has expanded. We are that expansion, living in this. And Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavita Avistar, the gopis. Gopis are also expansion. The cowherd's boy, they are expansion. Everything, Krishna has expanded himself. Eka Bahushyam. One, I am one. The Supreme Lord says, I am one. I shall expand. So he has expanded by his energy, by his part and parcel, and everywhere the same quality is there. But there are proportions. Just like when there is fire, there is bursting out of sparks. Some of these sparks are very big, some of these sparks are small, some are very small. In this way, there are proportions. Similarly, all living entities, all energy, they are all expansion of Krishna. The material energy, the spiritual energy, the marginal energy, they're all expansion, just like sunlight. Expansion of the sun. And in the sunlight, it is very easy to understand. In the sunlight, there are so many planets, and each and every planet has varieties of production. Mountains, seas, oceans, trees. Trees, there are varieties of trees, animals, each and every planet. So, nothing is void or impersonal. everything, full love, varieties, personalities. So, you can understand, and what are these planets? These planets are called Deepa. Deepa means island. Just like this is an island, we are sitting in this Kawa island. Why this island? Because all round water. Similarly, all these planets are called also islands. Why? Because all round the space water. As this is surrounded by water, the planets are surrounded by space. So, if you take the space, ethereal ocean, then it is island. Every planet is an island. Now, if you go to another island, there also you find the same varieties as you find here. Similarly, if you go to other planets, you will find the same varieties as here. Maybe little different climate, but the quality of variety is the same. There is no reason to believe that there is no life, no variety. This is all nonsense. If I come from the mainland of America, USA, to this island, I find the same trees or same population and same walking. What is the reason to believe that there is no life, there is no vegetable? Why? This is lack of knowledge. Everywhere, the same varieties. I know. Where from the varieties are coming? From the sunshine. There is fact, scientific. Because the sunshine is there, so many varieties of planets are coming out, and in each and every planet there are so many varieties of vegetation, human being, animals, seas, mountains. Similarly, this is explained in the Brahma Sutra. Jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanna koti. Jasya prabha. These innumerable universes, how they have been possible, how they are existing, that is explained in the Brahma Sangita, on account of Krishna's effulgence. You see Krishna, when Krishna is sitting, he will find all that effulgence. It is so full of potencies, same way as the sunlight, sunshine is so full of potencies, they are producing so many planets, varieties, similar. You can understand how much Krishna's effulgence, that shining from his body, is potential. So that is stated in the Brahma Sangita. Coming out. USA, and within the USA there are planets, and within the planet there are so many varieties, and within the varieties there are so many differentiations. So this is all explained. Try to understand how Krishna, because we have got very limited knowledge. Asavat mannate jagat. There's the same Dr. Frog. Dr. Frog is calculating in his own way, and he is puzzled how there can be an Atlantic Ocean, a Pacific Ocean, because he has never experienced, he has no idea. He is thinking the 3 feet water expansion, that is very big water. So our folly is that we are trying to study Krishna or God by our own strength, frog strength. We do not know how great Krishna is, how his potency is great, how he is manufacturing, how he is Because we think, if we have to manufacture something, I require some tools, I require some energy, I require some ingredients, I have to collect these, and I can. Therefore, we are surprised how Krishna can make, or how God can create this universe. Where is that instrument? Where is that ingredient? They think in that way, that I require instrument. Krishna requires a hammer and a saw to manufacture this costume. I am thinking in that. Therefore, I cannot believe that how the cause of this cosmic manifestation can be a person. They are thinking impersonal. Impersonal, a bigness. They think it is very important. But actually important. And that's not that. Background is first. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that Brahmana aham pratistha, the impersonal Brahma, I am the cause, I am the source of impersonal. So these things cannot be understood by ordinary brain. It requires a different brain. And that brain is created by devotional service. These finer tissues, just like those who are dull materialists, their brain is congested with so much rubbish thing. They cannot understand that it is through the bodily effulgence of the Lord the potential manifestation is this cosmic manifestation. They think that, like Dr. Shaw, that if it is created by God, where is God so much ingredient, so much instrument that he created? Yes. But God's creation is not like that. Automatically, the violence is coming, just like the sun from the sun deals. Automatically, the heat is profusely distributed and everything is taking place. Out of course. The sun god and the sun, the predominating deity in the sun planet, he does not come out to manufacture another planet. He's there. You can understand from this material example, how things are being created through the sunlight. How the plants are growing due to sunlight. If there is no sunlight, you see all plants will die. That is the experience. And because the sunlight is there, the plant is growing, they're becoming green, they're becoming red, they're becoming flavored. The whole interaction of these five elements, what are our fire, heat, and ether? Then where from the sunlight comes? From the sun. Where from the sun comes? From the Brahma Jyoti. Where from the Brahma Jyoti comes? The sun, Krishna. Try to understand how Krishna is the absolute truth, or the original source of everything. Matta sarvam pravartat. Aham sarvasya prabhava. I am the origin, I am the source of all creation. Bhagavad Gita says. And from me, everything is coming. Sarva. Sarva means, whatever you can think, everything is coming from. If you think that for the time being about the sun, what is the sun? The sun is also coming from him. Sarvam. Sarvam means including everything. Sarvam aham sarvasya prabhava. He is the origin of Brahma. Generally we think Brahma has created. Brahma is also created by him. He is also, Lord Shiva is also created by him. From Brahma, Rudra is taken to be the son of Brahma. The Brahma is the son or is born out of the lotus flower from the abdomen of Vishnu. Vishnu is expansion of Krishna. In this way, Krishna is the origin of everything. That is a fact. That is the verdict of all Vedic literature. Jasmin vijñāte sarvam idam vijñātam bhavanti. If you can understand the origin person, Krishna, then everything will come to your knowledge. Everything will be understood, how everything is existing, how they are appearing, how they are disappearing, how they are existing, everything will be known. So, Prahlad Maharaj was very much tortured by his father because he was a devotee. That is the function of the non-devotee, to tease the devotee. That is not a very new thing. That is old, even the father. So, when he was too much teased, then Lord appeared in Nishanga Murti to kill the Devan, and he was very much angry. You see, even a never child, if he is tortured by his father, he will be angry. Say, why you are torturing this little child? And what to speak of Krishna? And especially his devotee. Prahlad Maharaj was being tortured. Krishna appeared as Lord Vidha because people tortured these ordinary animals. Sadaya Ridaya Dar Sitapasu Ghatam. We pray in that Kesavadhita Buddha Sarira. The meaning is that he appeared as Lord Buddha being compassionate on the animals who have been tortured by the human being. Of course, there is law to punish them. But sometimes the Lord becomes very much tortured himself when his sons have made the animals their torture. Otherwise, how is father of everyone? So, the torturing business of the demons is going on. Going on. As soon as the demons find somebody little, quick, they will torture. Quick in their way. The devotee is not weak. But they think that these devotees, they are weak. They cannot do any materialistic work. They cannot build skyscrapers. They cannot build certain machines. So they are taken to Krishna consciousness. They are chanting Hare Krishna. They think like that. But actually, they know, the devotees know, what is the value of this materialistic advancement. People are not happy. Actually, now, so far materialistic happiness is concerned, your country, America, is number one. You are all qualified boys and girls, I see, but still, if we calculate impartially, what is the advantage? The advantage is hand to mouth. You earn in the morning and eat in the evening, finish. Such qualified wives, that I take, for example, those in the, he is thoughtful, he is educated, he knows and so many things, artists, But for livelihood, he has to go out in the morning and come back in the evening. So what is the result? This is the way our materials see that. Life means that they should not work. Working hard, very hard working, that is the animal's business. The animal should be engaged to work hard for feeding. Whole day, just like the cow is standing here. Sometimes eating this, sometimes eating that, sometimes. What is the business? Only business to fill up the belly, that's all. But after all qualifications, if one has to do the same thing, just to fill up the belly, working 12 hours, 14 hours, then what is the situation? Has the civilization given the opportunity that, oh, you have no hour to work, so simply sit down and you all come first. You can say some of the rich men, they are enjoying like that, but they are enjoying at the cost of others. They have made such machinery that hundreds of men will work for them and they will sit down and enjoy. What is that enjoyment? Man and wife, that's all. Therefore, a section of people involved in communism. So, this materialistic way of life is not human life. It is less than animal life. Animal also does not work so hard. The people are engaged wherever you go. Very big highways, what is called freeways. Four lines of motor cars running this way and four lines of motor cars running this way at the speed of 70 miles and everyone is busy. And they take it is a very good civilization. And if you hot cut your hard labor, sit down and discuss what is the absolute truth? What is the philosophy of life? They're nonsense. And if you walk day and night, a hard labor, and to get that energy, inject some medicine or some tranquilizer, and this is it. So actually, this is not life. This is cat and dog's life. That is the verdict of Srimad Bhagavatam. Nāyāna dīha dīha bhājāna nilopi kastāna kāmāna arati virbhujāna jī. This life, human form of life, is not meant for working so hard, just like animals. Then, this kind of engagement is for the dogs and hogs. The hogs also, they walk the whole day and night and have some sex pleasure. They are happy. So is that like simply working day and night hard and enjoy some sex pleasure? Somewhere or other, as we are thinking happy. No, this is not life. Life is to utilize the energy for perpetual happiness. They do not know that there is some perpetual happiness. There is perpetual life. They're so ignorant. Therefore they are trying, whatever happiness can we have here, just in case. But there is, you are eternal. You are peaceful. Simply you are covered by this material energy. So the demons, they do not know it, and if somebody tries for it, they do not take it very nicely, exactly, just like Prahlad Maharaj. His philosophy was to finish all anxieties of life. His father asked him, so what finest thing you have learned, my dear boss? Can you say? Yes. What is that? No. These people are working hard and full of anxieties on account of their materialistic way of life. Therefore, I think to give up all this nonsense and go to the forest and surrender to Krishna. What nonsense is Chinese learning? Tatyat atmaghatam vyandakupam munandato jad harimathaya tat sadhamanne suravajya dihina sada samud vigna asad graha sada samudhi vigna asad dhyam asad graha. My dear father, he directly addressed his father, my dear father, the best of the demons. He addressed his father, the best of the demons. If I address you, best of the dogs, is that very nice thing? But if you think, oh, Swamiji addresses best, but best of what? Best of the dogs. So similarly, he addressed his father, my dear, best of the demons, Suravajya. This very word means Asura. Asura means demon. And Barya, Barya means best. He did not like to address his father as father. He knew that what nonsense this father is. He is our demon. A preacher, Prahlad Maharaj was not, against his father. Otherwise he would not have prayed to Lord Nrisimha. My dear Lord, kindly forgive my father. You see? Because he has raised his father as best of the demons, that does not mean he had no love for his father. Simply by flattering, if I do some harm unto you, then what is the meaning of that flattery? Here the father and son in the material world, they are addressing very nicely. But the father is sending the son to the hell and the son is also sending the father to the hell by materialistic activities. Her father is teaching, eat, drink, be merry and enjoy, eat meat and drink and associate with as many girls and this is enjoy. That means indirectly he is sending his son to the hell. You see? There is no love. Actually this is no love. If I help you in the matter of for your ruination, that is not love. So Prahlad Maharaj did not flatter his father. This should be the attitude of devotees. They should straightly speak everything, truth. Prahlad Maharaj was asked by his father, how you are so bold? You are a child, you are bold, you are talking before me. So, bold here. What do you get such strength before me? From the same source that from you have got your strength and you are so proud of your kingdom and material acquisition. I also got this. The same source. But you are revolted. I am not revolted. But the source is the same. Yuganaji is so powerful, is our Krishna. Even the demons. The only difference is the demons want it like that. So Krishna is not like you take this. You want it. That's fine. But it is out of causeless mercy of Krishna. Even the demons are so proud. But they are taking their mercy from Krishna to go to hell. And the devotees take the mercy of Krishna to render him loving service. That is the difference between the demons and the devotees. Everyone achieves whatever facilities he has got in his life, it is all from Krishna. Without Krishna, nobody can have anything, either demani or devotion. The difference is that the demons, they do not know what to ask from Krishna. The devotees know what to ask from Krishna. That is different. Suppose if you go to a king and he says, the king gives you open order, that whatever you like, you can ask from me, I shall give you. And if you ask from the king, my dear king, please give me a plate of ashes. Is that very intelligent? The king is asking whatever you want to ask from me, I shall give you. And if somebody asks from me, give me a plate of ashes. Is that very nice? So that intelligence the demons they have got. They are asking from God give me this, give me riches, give me power, give me material name, fame, all these things. I don't want anything. The Krishna is giving them. So this demonic behavior was ended by Krishna when it was too much. Too much. Intolerable for the law. The demonic, the demons had given all the chances. All like whatever you like to do. When the demonic power becomes too much, excessive, at that time, paritrana sadhunam vinasaya duskritam, for protecting the devotees and for killing the demons, Krishna says, yuge yuge sambhavami, I come down and appear on this earth in many millenniums. So that Vishnudev has appeared to give protection to Prahlad Maharaj and to kill his demon father, and he was very much angry. Now some nonsense people may say, they inquire like this, why God should be angry? You see, why should not he be angry? Where from the anger comes? If God is the source of everything, then where from this anger comes? It comes from God. How you can deny it? Why God should not be angry? If Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhu, matta sarvam pravartat, I am the source of everything. So anger is not within the categories of everything. Why God should not be angry? He must be angry. But he is angry on the non-devotee, not in his devotee. And the demons, he is angry. The anger has got some utilization. Not that I should not be angry. I should use my anger on some particular occasion. It is not that I cut off anger. That is, to become impotent is not good. But you have a full potency, but you can have sex life when it is required. To become impotent is not required. You should be fully potent, but not misuse it. That is required. Similarly, there is no misuse by God or devotee. Otherwise, there is no question of that the devotee or God should not be angry. But they know how to use it. That is the difference. As God knows where to use anger, similarly devotees should also know where to use anger. I'm not angry. You can beat me with shoes, I'm not angry. That is not devotional. Is it? But the thing is, the devotee is not angry on his personal account. Just like God also does not become angry on his personal account. Suppose Hiranyakashipu wants to hurt Krishna, what he can do to Krishna? So what is the cause of anger? He was angry not that Hiranyakashipu was a demon or non-devotee. He was angry because that demon was teasing the devotee. For his personal account, he cannot be angry. Why so anyone can harm Krishna? He's so powerful. Suppose a small ant comes and bites me. So, is that the cause of my anger? No. What is that? That is nothing. Similarly, what Hiranyakashipu can do so that the Lord should be angry. But then why then he was angry? He was angry for his devotee. Similarly, we also, if you are devotee, we shall be angry when God is insulted, when devotee is insulted, we should be very much angry. But if somebody insults me, I don't care. All right, he insults, I don't. But when you speak against God, when you say, I am God, I shall beat you with shoes. I shall be so much angry. Is it? That should be the attitude of the devotee. As God is angry, God is devotee. Similarly, our anger should be also utilized for God. That's right, understand? It is not that we shall not be angry. Yes, we shall be angry. But in suitable place, where God is insulted, when his rascal is claiming that he is God and deceiving others, you must be very much angry. You rascal, what do you act like? Somebody may say, why you have become so angry? Why not? Here is the question of God and his devotee. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us that you become tolerant than the trees and humble than the grass. But when Jagai Madhai insulted Lord Nityananda, oh, immediately he became so angry, oh, bring my chakra, I shall kill this person. Did he become a tolerant like the tree? Or like Nityananda is insulted, let me become tolerant. Try to understand. We should not be impotent. Arjuna, you are declined to fight. Not that he was important, he could not fight. He was a great warrior. But you are refusing, what for this personal interest is with him. But when he saw that Krishna wants it, he showed his potency. So to become a devotee is not to become important, but everything has its proper use. Just like if one lusty, that lust should be utilized for Krishna. I'm lusty to accumulate money. Yes, you bring money, but utilize it for Krishna. But don't say that he should not be lusty. If you have got capacity to earn money as much as you can, but utilize it for Krishna. If I am very angry, yes, you remain angry, but utilize it for Krishna. I am very greedy, yes, you become greedy for Krishna. How to become greedy? Oh, I must have good association where Krishna's consciousness is being praised. I must be very greedy. But that greediness is not there. But I am very much greedy. Where is wine? Where is woman? Where is club? Where is the naked man? I am greedy. I am not greedy for Krishna consciousness. But that greediness should be turned like that. So, these are the things to be learned by the devotee. We should not be important. We should not be null and void. We should possess everything but for Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness.
First of all,
if just like there is some gentlemanly behavior, even if you are angry on some person, but you do not show your anger, you talk with him. Similarly, actually, these persons are demons, but sometimes because we are preachers, we are preaching. If we simply become angry and cannot convince him, that means imperfect preaching. Yes. Basically you are angry, that's all. I don't agree with that, neither we are busy. But because we are preachers, so if I simply become angry, then my preaching work will be stopped. Do you follow? The anger is there, but because we are preachers, we have to, just like politicians, they are angry upon the enemy, but sometimes by diplomatic means, they take their work from the enemy. Is it? Not that they show the anger, always. Similarly, when you go to preaching, first of all try to convince him how you become God. What is the definition of God? Then you ask, what do you mean by God that you are claiming to be God? You come under that definition, then you are God. Just like if somebody claims that I am millionaire, I am very rich, a poor man walking on the street with a niggardly dress, if he claims that I am a rich man, could you accept? Then he is crazy. If he is claiming that I am a millionaire, then you have to ask that, where is your sign of being a millionaire? You have no car, you have no good dress, your feature is so ugly, how you are a millionaire? What is the definition of a millionaire? First ask him. Similarly, ask him So what do you know about God? What is the definition of God? If your behavior and everything challenges that definition, then you are God. I will accept. We are God worshipper, then I shall worship you. But first of all, let me know what you mean by God. Is it a very difficult job? Let him define what is God. If you say that I am God, then you must know what is God. If you falsely claim God, then how can be God? You don't ask like this. So what is the definition of God that you are claiming God? The same example. If somebody claims that I am a very rich man, but I see that he is poor man, then shall I not ask, what do you mean by rich man? Then by his definition he will be defeated. Asking, did you ask anybody what is the definition of God? What do you mean by God? He's a rascal, he does not know what is the definition of God. But he has got some conception that this is God. Then he must say, I mean by the word God this. Then he will be captured by his definition, by his statement. Just guess what he will explain about God if you ask him like that. Did you not ask like this? Huh? You are everything. How you become? He was not. He is not. Then ask him the next question. You are everything, that's all. But that you also you have to get, that's all right. He was once God. He was once rich. That's all right. But how he has become poor? He was at some times God, accepted. But how he has become dog instead of God? But God is susceptible to fall down, then what kind of body? If God is subjected sometimes to fall down, then he is not all powerful. Then the cause which has made him fall down, that is power. Therefore he is not God. God is all power. So why other power will make him to come down from the position of God? Then that power is powerful. But God is all powerful. Therefore he is not God. This is common reason. God cannot be subjected to any other extension. That's like that according to biblical philosophy, God and Satan. God is never under the influence of Satan. Is there any statement in the Bible that God has become under the influence of Satan? Then Satan becomes great. God is not great. Similarly, if by some cause, by satanic cause, one has fallen down from the position of God to the position of God, then that Satan is greater than God. But God is great. Therefore, he is not God. Kausanda, how do you think? Did that go? God cannot be under the influence of anything so that he may fall down. That is not God. Because God is all-powerful. Why he should be influenced by any other power? Then what kind of God? Then he is not God. Just try to understand, how to argue, then you will be able to argue with them. Just ask any other question in that connection. I shall try to explain. Sit down. Yes.
When you go research, you can utilize anything and everything. Everything belongs to me, and therefore you can utilize everything. But then the rascals might say, well, if you can use everything in Krishna's service, then why does it need four things or extra Krishna?
Because Krishna does not want it. I cannot utilize everything and anything for Krishna, who Krishna does not like. Because you are Krishna's servant, so you have to take permission from Krishna. Would you like this? If he says yes, yes, I can do that. If Krishna says yes, I will eat meat, I shall kill all the animals and give him offering. But if Krishna says no, I want fruits, then how can I give it? Everything against his will. Is that devotion? Krishna says, Patram Bhusvam Phalantoyam Jumi Bhaktapajati. He says that fruits, flowers, vegetables, anyone gives me with devotion, I eat. That we have to do that. Everything, anything does not mean that we'll go against the will of Krishna. Does it mean that? If Krishna says to bring this, never mind. Even though I do not like it, I shall do it. Just like Krishna says that you fight. Is fighting good? You are a good man, but he didn't want to fight. But Krishna says you fight. The agency is really fought. And that is everything in everything. From gentleman's point of view, from non-violence point of view, Arjuna was very nice. He was not willing to fight. But Krishna said, you must fight. Therefore, everything was ready. That is it. With permission of Krishna. Not that he can manufacture anything. I respect Krishna's service. You can offer everything to Krishna and then his permission. All his represented is permission, not incident. Is that clear? Because you are Krishna's servant, you have dedicated your life to serve him, how you can offer anything he does not like? Anything and everything does not mean beyond the jurisdiction of his permission. That you cannot.
If God is everything, why does he accept something
that rejects other things? That is God's style. The same example. There is stool and urine. The cause is your body, then that does not mean that you have to eat stool and urine. Just like this hair, see, my body is the cause, why do you cut the hair and throw it out? Nails, the cause is the body. Nail is coming out from this body, why do you cut and throw it out? So, if even Krishna is the cause of everything, you should accept what Krishna wants. Not that, because he is the cause of everything, everything should be accepted. Why don't you give her something plain? Yes. She must have some engagement.
She likes Bhagavad Gita.
Oh. That's right. Of course, you are going to preach, you must understand. Discuss everything very nicely. Be convinced on your own argument and philosophy, then you can preach. Don't be in doubt and hazardous way. Whatever questions you are putting, just try to understand them very nicely, without any doubt. So exactly your question is answered or not. Clear? Your question is clear? And your question? So you learn how to answer. We have got answer for everyone. The major question is that the demons, they want to become God. Let them explain what the demon means by the word God. If he comes under that definition, then we shall accept him. But if there is no idea of God, then his claim is false. Just like I am in your country, if I falsely claim I am citizen of somebody, how can I accept him? He can be accepted as citizen of America. Because there is a definition of the word citizens of America. So your position complies with that definition. He can be accepted as citizen of America. And my position does not comply with that definition. Therefore, I am not citizen. In this way. All right, I accept the God, but what is your definition of God? Just ask him to explain. What do they say? God means, what does he mean? God. What do they explain? Did you not ask? What do they say? Are you everywhere? Now you are on the street. Are you in your home?
Some people say they are, but they say I'm everything.
That's all right. Are you President Johnson? Are you equal everything? Then why you are abiding by the state laws? You are under the state laws. If you say any police station, I am everything. You cannot say anything. Will you be accepted? So I will say you are everything. You are crazy. So if you are not crazy, we can talk with you. You are crazy. How you are everything? Prove that you are everything. What is the answer? What should be the answer that he is everything? Simple by claiming. If you simply falsely claim that I am everything of this city, everything belongs to me, will that stabilize me, that he is everything? How you are everything? Prove it. Yes.
I was talking with men on the street, and they said, well, if God has created everything and so dear to everyone,
yes,
why then has he caused so much suffering? And I told him that it's because it was our choice, it was our individual choice, but they don't accept it.
That means when a man is diseased, that does not mean everyone is diseased. That disease is his choice. Just like Kartikeya is now sick and saying that he should not, why is that taking this, taking this? He has caused the disease. Similarly, suffering we call. If that suffering is for all, though, why the other man is not suffering? Why you are suffering? That means you are caused for this suffering. The same reasoning that if somebody says, oh, the High Court judge is so unkind to me, he has ordered from me, hanging. Is that correct? You have caused your hanging. The High Court judge has simply given the judgment that he should be hanged. He has committed murder, he should be hanged. Therefore, your commitment, you committed murder, that you caused your hanging. Not that High Court judge is your enemy and he is giving you order to be hanged. You are the cause of your hanging. Similarly, God is impartial. He can give the judgment that this man has committed this offense, he should be punished. It's a common thing. God is all kind. God is all great. So how he should be so mean-minded that he should give somebody suffering and somebody enjoyment. Is that not mean-mindedness? If I treat differently, I have got so many disciples, if I treat some of my disciples very nicely and some of my disciples badly, is that very good for me? So how God is all kind, how he can be like that? It is my karma. This is law of karma. Fruitive activities. It works in a certain way. You get the fruit. If you study very nicely, you become very educated. The university has the facility to give you. But if you say, oh, why God has made me uneducated? Is that reason? The university is open for you. What did you know? Take the trouble of being educated. He cannot say, why the government has made me uneducated. Government is giving facilities to everyone. Come on. And is that argument, why government has made me criminal? You have made yourself criminal. Try to understand, you have to preach. He should not be defeated by any demons. Provided he is not crazy. What is the argument there with the craziness?
I've seen it happening with me. It's not on the street, even myself. My anger sometimes has gone off to revolt, and such anger, my discipline, my enemy. The whole preaching is
wrong. Yeah, that's all right. Yeah. But try acting your best. Your services to Krishna So it is not expected that everyone should be induced by your argument. You cannot expect one day, 2 days, but we have to do our work. Angry, that is anger. That's all right. Oh, John, please.